Hello, this is George Waring speaking. This column I submitted to the Butte Weekly on November the 2nd. It comes as two parts. And the question is, are they oligarchs? And this is the latest from the Patriotic Millionaires at patrioticmillionaires.org. And the question refers to this. Are American billionaires oligarchs? Yes, of course. We've heard a lot about oligarchs in the news over the last year, as Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine has sparked a fierce international backlash against the aggressors and brought attention to the inner workings of the Russian state. Along with a push against the Russian state itself, the United States and other Western countries have issued economic sanctions against Russian oligarchs, a small group of extremely wealthy and notoriously corrupt individuals that have strong ties to Vladimir Putin and wield enormous influence over the Russian government. These oligarchs may not be actual members of the Russian government, but there is no doubt that they are complicit in Russia's actions. Russian billionaires like Roman Abramovich and Oleg Deripaska use their wealth and privilege to puppeteer politicians and control the political scene, and ultimately directly benefit from the government actions they play a role in shaping. Does any of this sound familiar? America's 735 billionaires are no different. Most people might think of Russians when they think of oligarchs, but if we're talking about a shadowy mix of private wealth and public power, there's no place like home. American billionaires are not shy about using their wealth to influence American politics. Just look at how billionaires have been behaving ahead of this midterm election. The 50 biggest donors in this election cycle, including high-profile billionaires like Richard and Elizabeth Oilein, George Soros, Kenneth Griffin, and Jeffrey Yass, they have collectively given $1.1 billion to political committees and groups. According to a report from Americans for Tax Fairness, almost half of the $190 million raised by the House and Senate Republican super PACs in the first 16 months of the 2022 campaign cycle came from just 27 billionaires. Democratic super PACs raised far less from billionaires, $26 million out of $154 million total in the same time frame. This amount of billionaire spending is staggering, but it's nothing new. In the 2020 election cycle, billionaires who made up just 0.01% of all donors giving more than $200 contributed almost one out of every $10 received by federal campaigns. If that wasn't enough, the top 20 billionaires combined spent more than twice as much as the entire Biden campaign. On a longer timeline, between 2009 and 2020, the top 12 billionaires in our country alone spent one out of every $13 given to candidates and political groups. Thanks for the info, Patriotic Millionaire.